is Wednesday, my dudes.
Welcome to another episode of the Wednesday Poll List. My name is Lex, and I'm here with my co-host, Simon. Simon, what's up, man?
Welcome, everybody, to the Wednesday Poll List. Hello.
That's a good radio voice, man. You should work at the radio.
Yeah, make like 50 cents an hour.
Yeah, you have to be there at the ass crack of dawn because, you know, they'd be like, all right, Simon, you got the 2:30 to 6:30 slot.
I've been there for interviews. They're like, make sure you get an interview on the radio. I'm like, why? It's on the AM radio station. Why the hell am I going there?
I've never listened to AM radio. Is that weird?
No, that's normal.
Anytime I do turn it over to AM radio, I think I'm listening to something I'm not supposed to listen to. It's like very low volume, and it's like...
Well, it's funny, the station...
I'm like, what is this?
The station that I was on, they have the Coast to Coast, which is like the weird conspiracy theory, like alien call-in radio show.
Yeah, that's cool.
So...
How do you get a radio? Can we get a radio show? Can we just put this on the radio, like a loop of all of our episodes on an AM radio station?
Well, you have to broadcast it. You'd have to have a... I mean, if you can make it... Yeah, sure, let's make a deal with the radio station. Why not?
Or I could just get like this giant antenna and put it in my back.
Yeah. Well, we could be radio DJs. Like, here for your drive time hour is Sam and Lex.
I'm going to try to hone this in a little bit. Luckily, there's not a lot of news this week. I was editing last week's episode and I was like, Jesus, this is a long one. Yeah. We really went on a tirade on trending topics. So we're going to go top five. And if Simon has anything, we'll get his top five. But if not, we'll just keep it moving. Not a lot of news, like I said. Start things off, EA and Motive Games have officially announced a new Iron Man action-adventure game. Now, we had a rumor a few weeks ago that EA was going to be making a game. Some people were really, really skeptical about this, probably because it's EA. I'm excited about it. I loved that old Iron Man game, the movie game.
So bad, dude.
It was bad. All of them were bad, but I really enjoyed it. They need to bring that back, like the superhero movie games. They were all terrible, except for X-Men Wolverine Origins.
Right.
That's one of the best, weirdly, it's one of the best superhero games I've ever played.
Let's get on a tirade about that again. I'm sure people didn't get enough of it last week.
And we also learned that from Marvel Games that all of these, you know, because we got Wolverine coming out, we have another Spider-Man, Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy. They're not building a connected universe, which is a relief in my eyes. I don't know how connected Spider-Man and Wolverine will be because it's from the same studio, but Marvel Games said they didn't want to put all of these studios in a box and like try to make it fit to the other games. They want all of them to have their own creative sort of outlet to tell their story. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of a relief. I'm glad that they didn't try to like shoehorn in this huge connected universe because they don't need it.
Yeah, there's no reason.
They'll probably do a Spider-Man Wolverine, even if it's just a nod. I think that's cool.
Yeah. I did like Ultimate Spider-Man that you didn't play as any of the characters, but it featured the characters. So it was kind of cool when you got to race Johnny Storm, because he was very important to the comic, Ultimate Spider-Man.
I bet the Avengers game is like, damn it. We really thought they were going to connect all this stuff and it was going to boost our sales. Now we're just going to buy ourselves. That was our whole plan, is to like piggyback on the rest of these properties.
Surely they're not making content for that game.
We got to look at Ironheart's upgraded suit from Wakanda Forever. We got that look in a Marvel Legends figure. What do you think?
Man, I don't know. It looks like, what was her name? RC from the
RC, yeah.
Bayformers Transformer movie.
Sometimes I wonder like, man, do I sound like a Marvel shill because I enjoy a lot of their content? But I know that I'm not, because I can look at this and say, I don't like it. No, and like, I don't have a problem. Like, I'm not going to force saying, oh man, it looks great. I think it looks dumb. I think it's not a good design. So it does look like a Transformer. And ever since you said that, I can't unsee it.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not saying I hate it to death, but I hate it.
I really dig both versions of her suit in the comic books. And I know if you're listening to this and you're saying, well, the comic books and the movies are too different. I get it. But come on, man.
They just look too big to me.
Yeah.
You know, like Iron Man, his whole deal was like his suit fit pretty close. It wasn't that much bigger than he was. And from that figure and what we saw for the TV show, it looks like she's in a mech, which could be cool.
I mean, I think it looks like a Transformer. From what we've seen so far, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm not going to like rip it apart. I've learned, and we've talked about it in numerous episodes, I don't really care that much, man.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine when we see it on screen, but the figure makes it look kind of strange.
Werewolf by Night's runtime, if this is important to you, I've never been a person that even recognizes stuff like this, but slow news week. So if the runtime for Werewolf by Night is 52 minutes and 37 seconds, does that mean anything to you, Simon?
It's just under an hour.
Yeah. James Gunn has confirmed that Guardians of the Galaxy, the holiday special, will include connective plot elements from Endgame to help his fans better understand Volume 3. This is what I'd hoped for. I had hoped it wasn't like a really silly... I want it to be silly, but I hope it wasn't like a one-off thing. I was hoping it was sort of like bridging the gap at least a little bit.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. That's all I got, man. Let's talk about Ghost Rider.
Yeah, so somebody broke it down and it made sense to me. I think that HasLabs are always a cash grab. Like, I think that they're too much. I mean, Galactus was like 450, maybe. I think that the Sentinel, I got it for a little bit more because I bought it secondhand, but only a little bit more, luckily. But this, they have the Hellcharger and Robbie Reyes, which is cool. And they want $350 for it. And I was like, damn, that's a lot. But then somebody was like, okay, break it down. So a figure, $25 now. The Hellcharger itself, probably close to $100 on its own. Then you have the flame effects. That's probably like $25 to $50. If they wanted to charge $50, that's what they're going to do. And then if you were to get the other accessories and then the other Robbie Reyes figure that we missed out on, we're talking, this adds up to $350.
For the past few weeks, we've been talking about She-Hulk. The episode last week was so long that we're going to shift this She-Hulk conversation over to Patreon. We got you guys. So if you were enjoying the She-Hulk talk, now you got to pay for it.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
I like to pride myself on the names that we come up with for this. I don't know what the name of this She-Hulk review show is going to be on Patreon. I'm thinking He-Hulks.
No.
I don't know, though. I'm thinking He-Hulks, though. That's not a good name. I don't know. We're going to take a second, and we'll be right back with the review. If you want to listen to what we think about the newest episode of She-Hulk, you'll have to go over to Patreon.
Yeah. Fork over, what, $3?
Welcome back, guys, and thank you for taking that second to let us catch our breath. This is the section of the podcast where we review a trade. Simon calls it a trade review. I don't call it that, but you can call it whatever you want.
Well, because I came up with the term, and you tried to steal it from me.
I did steal it, and that's why I say it every time. This week on the podcast, we are reviewing Batman versus Bigby, A Wolf in Gotham, because why not? If you know anything about me, I'm a huge fan of Fables. Vertigo was an imprint of DC at one point before they closed up shop on there. They had a bunch of great series. I don't know why they closed it up. DC's not very... they don't care about anything except Batman. So here we are. Batman versus Bigby, A Wolf in Gotham, issue number one. With the blood dry at Gotham's fourth gruesome murder scene in as many weeks, Batman is stumped. The same hallmarks haunt each investigation. Brute force entries, bodies ripped to shreds and stamped with enormous bite marks, and clumps of wolf fur scattered in the wreckage. Determined to crack this case, Batman finds no leads, and a mysterious, hairy, chain-smoking figure dodging his every move. It says dogging.
Dogging. He says dogging.
Dogging.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Dogging his every move.
You've been dogging me for weeks.
I don't like that. Meh. The Dark Knight's dangerously close to losing his cool when a series of bombings levels the city's libraries. As Batman narrows in on the bookworm and his literary henchmen, he discovers that an invaluable book from another world is at the center of the violence. Stranger still, the wolf is in on it. But what kind of monster is built from such brains and brawn? And is he the enemy or an ally? Worlds collide as a Gotham mystery kickstarts a return to a world of fables. That was the longest synopsis I've ever read in my life.
Yeah,
when
I saw it, I was like, geez, Louise, man.
I was like, Simon, take it away. Issue number one. Go ahead, read the synopsis. Simon, you like fables as well. I don't want to be presumptuous.
Yes, I do. I do like fables.
I'm not the hugest Batman fan, but I do like Batman. I'd be lying if I said that I didn't like Batman. We review a ton of Batman books here. So this is interesting. Even when it came out, I was like, oh, okay, it's kind of annoying that it has to be a Bigby versus Batman. Like, that's annoying.
Yeah, I agree.
But I love Bigby the character so much, and I was interested in it. So when it came across my desk this week, DC was like, hey, man, you haven't reviewed this yet.
Yeah, they're like, hey,
that we should give it a crack. Yeah. Hey, Lex, you and Simon haven't talked about this yet. Is there a reason? So we're on it. We're checking it out.
Are we breaking up?
Simon, I want to know what you thought about issue number one. Initial thoughts. You know, we switch things up on how we do reviews. We don't go panel by panel, but now we talk about what we liked, what we didn't like, and then keep it moving.
Well,
the initial thoughts,
I was excited about this because I do, like you said, I love fables. And I really enjoyed the first parts of Fables when Bigby was sheriff. Like, I loved all that. What I find interesting about this book, though, is I feel like they changed Bigby's characterization because he's kind of hot-headed. Well, okay, he's always hot-headed. He was always that way.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But this, he's different. He's not the same character. There's something about
him. He seems almost...
He's like antagonistic. John, yeah, he's John Constantine.
Yeah, he seems like shitty just to be shitty when that's not who he was. He was grumpy for sure.
Right.
And, you know, he was kind of a shithead, but he wasn't like, in this, he seems like he's poking at Batman and he's trying to like one up him psychologically. That's not his character in Fables.
Well, and Batman's kind of the same. This is shithead Batman. This is all-star Batman and Robin Batman. Like, oh, crazy,
yeah.
Batman.
Yeah. Batman with an army of Robins. Like, what? That was the weird... I don't know if that might be the next issue, but...
Yeah, it's kind of the next issue. But I honestly didn't hate that part. I thought it was kind of neat.
I hate it, but I just think it's not the typical Batman that we...
It's definitely weird to barely acknowledge.
Yeah.
Which they don't really acknowledge.
They don't ever acknowledge it. It's just something that is just in this book.
Some of the enemy, I was like, who are these people? I don't know.
I agree. I didn't know who they were, but I liked that. I liked their vibe. I liked that they were like aristocrats, but they were still the bad guys. And even later on, you see them like hopping fences and like beating the shit out of people, but they still dress like aristocrats. I like that. Not everybody has to be like a zany bad guy with like a split suit that's half purple, half regular suit.
I like that.
I like it. I think it's funny. I think it adds a menacing vibe to it.
I like that Batman has a zipper on a suit. Makes sense.
I do like that too.
You know, why not?
I do like that too. I agree with you, man. This is like an asshole Batman. He's really aggressive. He talks about killing at one point, not in this issue, but another issue.
Right.
Yeah, he's just like, and maybe it's because he's frustrated that he can't solve the case. He's very smug in this book too. He's like, I am Batman. I need 2 seconds to figure this out.
There's one panel where he says something. It's like a question, and he does say blood, and it's like he's kind of smirking at it.
Yeah, he smiles way too much in this book.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's kind of 90s.
It almost seems like it is 90s-esque. It seems like so. Fables is a different world, and they acknowledge that in this book. It feels like this is almost not main continuity Batman. Like, this is just another version of Batman, like another world.
That's kind of
just having to be on.
Yeah, that's where I put my brain to accept it.
Yeah. I still love the Fables character. I wish we would have got a little bit more of that. You know, we do get the the new deputy that's helping Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
And I knew that was Cinderella, but I don't know. I just wish that we got more.
I would prefer more Fables characters and less Batman characters.
Yeah. Yeah, I would appreciate more from the Fables world.
Yeah.
Before we jump to issue two, what'd you think about the art, man? I mean, I know we usually talk about that really at the end, but quick thoughts out for issue number one.
I looked at this and I looked at Nicole and I was like, I should be a comic book artist because I do not like it at all.
I did the same. I said the same thing. I said, why? You know, and if you know, you know me at all, I've been sort of in this like art funk. We talked about it a few episodes ago. I'm like, man, why? This is like a sign. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, straight up a sign.
I will say, I will give them compliments on their panel layouts and a lot of the extraneous like outside stuff. But honestly, and I mean like their buildings and all that, they can draw buildings like a, you know, like a mother. But the actual characters don't look great, man.
I think really the problem is the cross-hatching is like,
yes, yes,
extreme.
Yeah, they put like greeblies and weird cross-hatching and texture on everything.
Yeah, it's over textured. I think if you take away the texture, you take away the cross-hatching, like not even take it away, like tone it down, I think it would look significantly better. And this is not, I'm not a professional, I'm just from my eye.
The characters don't look consistent either. That's the to me, that's the real problem, is they don't look the same from panel to panel. And that's why I think I could do it, because my drawings don't tend to look that consistent either. So
we can do it and we will do it. Calling it right now. The one thing about the Robin army that I didn't like is that they all look the same. Which I get it. They're all Robins, but like you got Dick Grayson as Robin still. Yeah. Why not use Jason Todd? I thought Jason Todd was the one that was screaming orders at everybody. Like that makes more sense than Dick Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
Like have Jason Todd be the one that's like cracking the whip on all these Robin trainees and have Dick Grayson out there with Batman. I don't know if I said that correctly.
Yeah. What? I don't know. What I really found weird, and the reason why I think this is like psychopathic Batman, is he like changed this fool up with heavy gauge chains in the Batcave.
Yeah.
He doesn't know he's a fucking werewolf.
And then, like, yeah, and then jokes about it in the morning. Oh, my prisoner? Is that who you're talking about? And now he's like, what?
But he's pissing himself down there in the cave because he can't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, throwing up because he's diabetic.
Yeah. No big deal.
Terrible. Also, in this book, or in this issue, Alfred's like, I need to pull up the books, but Alfred's like, no, I don't know anything about a prisoner, but I heard a weird noise that was making my ears pop. But I thought I was dreaming, so I just went back to sleep. Like, what?
Well, that's issue two. You're almost there.
Oh, that's issue two. Sorry.
I will say that I like the alt covers that we see in between. Those are nice. But
I mean, I like the regular covers. You know, I think if the art was on the, you know, it's that same old thing. The art on the outside doesn't match the inside.
Mm-hmm. And the colors are pretty good. It's a little dark in some areas.
Yeah.
But it's very moody.
It works because you know, Fables has that sort of pastel but flat, darker colors. And Batman is known for having, or they have lighter colors, but Batman is known for having like the dark covers. I mean, or dark colors. So, I mean, it works, but that cross hatching, man.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Speaking of rough,
take it away. Issue number two.
Batman vs. Bigby, A Wolf in Gotham, Issue 2. Taking down the Big Bad Wolf is at the top of Batman's agenda, but the Dark Knight is the least of Bigby's concerns. He has the pulse of more sinister forces at work when he takes to the streets to track down a magical book that's gone missing from Fabletown. And that's one thing, like, so we'll get more into it here, but in the last issue, too, why is Batman such a shithead that he's automatically just like, I'm going to fight you? He's always like that. Why is he always like that?
Yeah.
Well, not always, but in like
something, I need something to hit.
Yeah, these crossover books like that. He's always fighting.
I don't know. And this is what I was talking about. He's smiling about, like, oh, my prisoner's down the stairs. And Alfred's like, nah, I don't know what you're talking about, man. But, like, something crazy was happening. And I thought I was dreaming, so I just went back to sleep. And then you go down to the Batcave, and it's just, like, destroyed.
Yeah. He even destroyed the penny and the dinosaur. That is a funny. They do make a reference. He's like, what, just because I broke or lost, you lost your penny or something?
I just thought it was so weird. I'm like, Alfred's like, oh, was it a bomb? I just went back to sleep. Like, what? You just went back to sleep?
Yeah, and the way you they thought
it was a bomb, and then you went back to sleep.
The way they explain it, it's like, it says, rapid changes in air pressure. I don't know what that's
but you know that he's Batman. And so, like, if there's an explosion or if there's, like, something like that happening, maybe I should just check it out.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to go back to sleep. Fuck it. The cross-hatching, I'm looking at it now, it's just...
too much.
A lot.
Well,
it's Batman, a lot.
There's weird anatomy here, too. I don't know. This is when we do get a chance to look at our Robin army, and they're called, as they advance through the ranks, it's clever, not really that clever, it's really on the nose, but it's kind of funny. Like, when they're trainees, they're eggs, and then they become chicks, and then they become Robins. It's like, ugh.
I liked it.
I did. It's just so corny.
It was weird, though. I don't know, man. It just seemed weird to shoehorn that in. And again, they make Dick Grayson this hardcore, like, cracking the whip general. It just makes more sense for it to be Jason Todd. And they don't even... Jason Todd's not in it. Damien's not in it. Duke's not in it. They're like, all these characters that are in the Robin family aren't in it. They have all these brand new characters. Like, this black kid, that could have been Duke Thomas.
Yeah.
But instead, he's just like some nobody. And it's just weird. Like, you talk about psychopath Batman, Dick Grayson's like, this kid's doing great. He should advance. I think I'm going to do, like, light work. You know, he should hit the streets a little bit. And Batman's like, yeah, whatever, man, whatever you think. And Dick Grayson's like, do you want to tell him or me? It'd be crazy. You know, it'd be great if you told him. And Bruce is like, no, they need to think that I'm the enemy. Until I'm like, what? Yeah. You're terrifying these children now? I don't know, man. I agree with you. Like, even Big, like, we've seen Bigby go mid transition, like, person to not in between is like giant wolf form. But in this, he just looks like Dr. Jekyll, man.
That's exactly what I thought. Yeah, I always thought it was cool that Bigby has this ability to change to different fairy tales of wolves. So he's like the werewolf, but he also can be like the big bad wolf, where he's just a wolf. He's just a giant wolf.
Yeah, giant wolf.
Yeah.
What'd you like about this issue, issue number two?
I'm
gonna interject. I love the panel work where they have the pipes. There's a few pages, like page 14, 15. There are pipes from the building acting as the panels. I think that's cool, man. I think it looks really, really good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that done before.
I would agree that the panel work for the entire book is really clever and interesting.
We're not going panel by panel, but I want to acknowledge the fact that I said Bill Willingham is like an alt-right hardcore dude, and I don't want to put anything on him to be presumptuous, but from the way he is perceived in the media, he's a hardcore right-wing conservative, which is no problem. If that's how you feel, whatever, go nuts. But I love that he uses terminology that doesn't really reflect that side of the political landscape. So I'd imagine he's writing this and he's like, what are the kids saying? So there's this drunk guy talking to Bruce at this party. He's like, I swear, Bruce, this year's literary festival is going to be lit. And I'm like, You don't talk like that in your regular vernacular.
Yeah.
And so it just made me eye roll. Didn't do it a lot, but it made me eye roll.
I thought there were some interesting parts about some of the henchmen names, which we don't get too many of those in this, but they're doing this like heist and they call it Operation Alexandria. I thought that was cool because Library of Alexandria burned. You know that. Other people might not know that.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. I don't like this, like, Batman v Superman, Big B, Bruce Wayne thing, where they meet at a party and somebody's like, oh, this is so-and-so. Let's fight.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very on the nose, man. Like, you're not, you know what's about to happen. You know, they're pit against each other. They're going to work together. It's very on the nose.
Yeah. Also, Batman. Oh, no. My city. Shut up, dude.
Yeah, that was eye-rolling. Or Bigby at the beginning is like, I can smell, which is cool. And that makes sense. He's like, I can smell, you know, I have a scent that normal people don't have. I can tell you're Batman. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, Batman's like, oh, well, I smell blood on you. And it's like, what?
Yeah, Batman.
That's embarrassing. Why'd you say that?
I don't like this hardcore Batman that's like guilty. It's like guilty until proven innocent. So everybody is on his shit list.
And we talked about how he's like kind of smug Batman too, because he was like, the bad ones always want to talk. You messed up you had the surprise on me, but now all I needed was 2 seconds to figure out how to take you down. It's just like, what are you talking about?
And all the clothes in this, why would anybody get a tux that tight? Batman can't move around in that shit.
He didn't figure it out. There's not a lot of stuff that we like today. Issue number two. The panel work is top tier, though. I will say, I'm really digging it. I think it's extremely creative.
Yeah, I agree.
Batman vs. Bigby, A Wolf in Gotham, issue number 3. Batman and Bigby's brawl comes to a grinding halt after a wave of explosions rocks Gotham. When a giant wolf emerges from the wreckage, Batman and his team of Robins stop at nothing to bring down the beast. And all goes according to the true villain's master plan. What about this issue? What did you like, man? What didn't you like? How are you feeling so far? We're about midway through the book.
Well, like I said, and when we were talking about the last one, I do like when they start talking, like all his henchmen and everybody that's involved with this program, how they all have literary names. Even later, they're like Project Kafka or whatever, Kafka Restoration. I can't remember. But I like that they all have these literary names. I'm trying to think. Somebody was Hemingway. Somebody was like Kipling.
Oh, yeah.
I just think that's kind of cool. Nice touch. Makes sense.
I don't dig that they just have random Robins when they had a bullpen of Robins to pick from. Like this guy, we see Spoiler, which is, she was never, I mean, yeah, she was a Robin for a little bit. But then it could have easily been Jason Todd with her.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Or Tim Drake again. But no, it's a guy named Roberto.
Roboido.
Like, why?
That's your daddy, Roboido.
I don't understand it.
The Batman's faces are face. Weird. Batman's face when he's saying, my city!
Yeah.
It's laughably.
It's very cartoony. Yeah, it's very cartoony. His pupils are like just dots.
Well, that's the thing I about like Batman.
The fact the grappling gun, the 90s animated series grappling gun will always be my favorite grappling gun. So,
yeah.
Him using that was great. But he only has 3 fingers.
True. Yeah, Batman, I didn't notice that. It's funny. Batman also
named Turtle Fist.
Yeah, wouldn't ever react like that in a bad situation. I mean, for the Batman I like, it's calm, cool, collected.
Yeah, he would walk out and then turn into Batman. He wouldn't jump off a building with the grappling hook as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was cool to finally see Big B in his big giant wolf form.
Yeah, I love it. The panel work where it says GCPD, great. Yeah, and the panel work is great in this book.
That was really clever. I don't even really like Commissioner Gordon. I think he looks weird in this.
He looks young.
This hip Commissioner Gordon.
He looks young. Yeah, the art in this.
I'm Cinderella's just not digging it too far. Too, man. I don't know. Just her whole outfit. She looks like what an alien would dress like if they saw some old detective TV shows.
Yeah, with the wig on. It looks like, yeah, she looks like an alien. Yeah, I don't know, man. It is cool to see Bigby. Batman armors up. That armored Batman, that's probably the best Batman in this entire book.
Hmm. But yeah, you're right.
Panel where he first puts the armor on.
In this, yeah. He says, so I'm going to hunt him down and kill it. He's talking about this wolf. That's not Batman. Batman doesn't do that shit.
Yeah, why would you kill it? Yeah, but then Bigby gets the upper hand. He's going to crush him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to talk about that. That's, I don't know, man. I really wanted to like this book. And I'm just saying at this point, when I'm at issue 3, I'm like.
Yeah, I'm the same. Because I love fables and anything in that.
Yeah.
Just
well, it didn't have enough fables to me. It was just like, yeah, Bigby and Gotham.
Right. That's what it was. Batman featuring Bigby.
Yeah, it wasn't really. It was like, what would happen if Bigby just got randomly transported to Gotham?
So
it wasn't really a true crossover.
It shows that Bill Willingham doesn't read Batman comics.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
He just made up his own Batman lore. Take it away, issue number 4, man.
Batman and Bigby call a ceasefire as the city recovers from a night of violence. And evidence of a shared enemy surfaces when Gotham's magical connection to Fabletown is revealed. But with egos at stake and wounds to lick, will a common cause be enough to transform this tenuous truce into a heroic alliance? Next time. No.
This book starts out with the perfect example of Batman plot armor.
Literally.
Like, Bigby's like, I could crush you right now. Like, Batman is like, oh, you could talk. And he's like, he does this like weird exposition, like, oh, well, now I should explain how I'm going to murder you. And it's just like, what?
Yeah.
And Bigby's like, hey, man, I could just crush you right now. And then Batman says, have you never heard about reactive armor? No one's ever heard about this future technology. Oh, yeah. My God.
It makes me think of that. The way everybody reacts to him talking reminds me of that Robot Chicken when the underdog's like, have no here. Underdog is here. And he's like, holy shit, a talking dog. Like, what do you got something to say, boy? He's like, have no. Holy shit. Yeah. It's great.
The reactive armor works as in Bigby is scratching Batman's armor and it's causing enough friction that causes this giant explosion. But the way the explosion works is that it's only outwards and it doesn't affect the other person. Really?
Oh. Yeah. Even if they
doesn't make any sense.
An open mouth port.
Yeah. Just breathing in the smoke alone should make him unconscious. I do. It's really Spawn edgy Batman, but I do like that panel of him coming out of the clouds.
Yeah. I don't like that Bigby got knocked out by Batman.
Yeah, that was kind of lame. But he had to.
And then he turns into Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
After he came in.
And also, before, I didn't notice it, because when I was reading it, I was like, well, how come Batman doesn't have his armor on? And I didn't realize in the cloud, he just kind of like pops it all off.
Mm-hmm. Whatever's left.
Beep. And just like all pops off.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Panel work is still good.
Panel work is still good. The character work is not good. Panel work, again, I'm with you, man. There's no reason why we couldn't make a comic book. Because I'm not discrediting this artist. I'm sure this is like a crunch time book. And maybe they have their own style that doesn't really necessarily work with like superheroes and things like that.
Well, and it makes me think, and I don't think this is the real thing, but it makes me think this is a background artist. Like, their whole thing is drawing vehicles and cityscapes, yeah, and just like, yeah, everything. Because
the cityscape, the city buildings look good.
I really think the Batmobile in this is cool too.
Yeah, it is.
I dig that.
But like, I'm on page.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, I'm on page 11. And the cross-hatching on Batman's, like, the mouthpiece is, like, it's almost all, you could just almost fill in a little bit more and it's completely black. It's like cross-hatched to the extreme.
Yeah.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it. What did you like about this issue, man?
I like that he had the red phone. It's kind of a funny callback.
That was a great callback. Well, we get more of the explanation of like the books and the weapons and stuff from Fables that got put out through different worlds. And Bigby's been on a mission to get them all back in this book that they don't really ever talk about. It has like the 12 most powerful spells in it or whatever.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I'll get to it in a second.
I do like the red phone. That's really, that's sad that the red phone is my favorite part of this issue.
When the Kafka company or whatever is going to fumigate this library, whatever they're doing, picture of this woman who's like, you should have been here already. Her eyes are looking in different directions.
Yeah, big time. It's like they drew one half of her face and then came back and drew the other half.
They're like, lunchtime. Yeah, not good.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Bigby's wearing that Batman animated series suit.
Yeah.
Let it borrow from Bruce.
I don't know.
Not good.
I'm not digging it at all. It sucks. And again, Bigby is
one of my favorite like comic book characters outside of like the big two main superheroes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know what would be cool? This would be a great Telltale game. Not this story specifically, but if you merge the Batman from the Telltale games and Bigby from The Wolf Among Us, seems like that's what they're trying to do. It seems like they're like, yo, let's make this a thing.
Yeah.
I'd play the hell out of that. I like all those games.
Yeah, they're good.
Too bad they shut down the company. Even though they brought it back, right?
Well, it's like THQ. They basically sold off the properties and stuff.
THQ's still a thing?
Yeah, man.
Yikes.
THQ, yeah, they made like, they're making like
Motocross.
No, they made all the Darksiders games, and then they just came out with the Destroy All Humans. Like, they've redone both of those games. They're good.
They're hanging on by a thread.
Well, they're shut down. Someone else bought them. And then
I was going to say they're hanging on by a thread.
No, they went bankrupt because of that stupid drawing tablet thing for the Wii. And then it was for other systems too. But anyway, and then someone else bought their properties and they call it like THQ Nordic or whatever.
That makes sense.
Anyway.
Batman versus Bigby, A Wolf in Gotham, issue number 5. The world-bending collision between Gotham City and Fabletown races toward its climax as the two great detectives unite to unravel the bookworm's master plan and stop the bombings. But while their brains might be up to the task, the final act will require all their brawn as well. Now, it's really making this a Gotham City and Fabletown thing, but it's not. It's just like, it's just Bigby. And Cindy's there, but she doesn't really do anything. She's like Jim Gordon. She's a background character. You're not doing anything.
Yep.
I wish there was more Fabletown in it.
Yeah, for sure.
Like any other character.
Like that.
I do like that they use Bookworm. I like that he's a super obscure Batman villain. But Batman treats it as like, oh, he's someone that gives me headaches.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It just seems like an edgy Adam West Batman almost.
Yeah, super edgy. So, yeah, and in this, just watching Batman get backhanded into oblivion was like, what?
Yeah, now the Bookworm has superpowers and he's going to beat he's going to murder Batman.
Well, Bookworm is like Voldemort in this, but
yeah.
And then the fact that, God, God, this artist is so bad. There's a picture. Yeah.
Like when he's getting twisted or whatever.
When Bigby is walking up with the book, his face is looking a different direction than his head is looking.
And his hands are bigger than his head.
Oh, man. Anyway. Yeah, he's messing up Bookworm with a book. It's like his weakness is books. He just backhanded.
that's okay. There's no gripe in that. That's pretty good.
It's silly, man.
That's something that you and I would write in a story and think it was the funniest thing ever.
Well, yeah, this whole spell he does, this hentai spell he does with all these octopus arms and shit.
Yeah, why aren't you just doing that anyways? Or I guess he just got the book to learn this worm spell.
I don't know. Batman's like dead. He's literally dead right now. His heart stopped. Yeah. They're doing chest compressions.
But like the Batman body when they're doing chest compressions just looks obscene. It looks like a little person body. I don't know what the correct terminology is, but it just doesn't match.
A wee lad.
The Tim Drake or whoever this Robin is. There's like three white Robins. We don't know who is who.
With the same kind of hairstyle that he would.
Yeah, three white Robins. White Robin 2 is bigger than Batman.
I think some of the texture work with the cross-hatching is really throws me off with capes. You know, I didn't voice this complaint at the beginning, but there's too much texture. It looks like the capes are made out of like those blankets that you get, the real cheap, like microfiber kind of like super soft blankets.
Yeah. Like the airport blanket.
Yeah, it looks like they're made out of that.
I didn't know Roberto was sleeveless either. That's weird.
Hey, look at him. Look at those arms. He's the only one with the emblem that matches his name.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
One thing, a complaint that I have, I know we're shitting all over this. A complaint that I have about this is like Batman was dead. And they're all like,
he died three times.
Yeah, he'll pull through. It's fine. That's the way they treat it. He's fine.
I know we're crap. Like you said, we're crapping on this book, man, but man, I'm interested to see because, you know, I feel like every artist that I typically follow, maybe superhero books isn't this artist's strong suit. You know, maybe they do something else and they do it really well and they got picked up. Like maybe they are a background illustrator or whatever. Maybe they do something totally different. But in this, I'm just not feeling it. And this is no way, shape, or form. You can listen to this and say, man, Lex, you sound like a dickhead. You're not a professional artist. I'm not, but I know what I like. And like Batman in this bed with his like tiny legs and giant upper body. I'm like, dude, if I drew that, I would be like, my proportions are off. Brian, I just would know it.
Brian Level is a tattoo artist.
He's the artist on this?
Yeah.
That makes sense. It does make sense.
These drawings aren't good.
Batman couldn't get his shoes on. And weirdly enough, that's my favorite panel.
It's funny to see his little leotard, like the way that his pants loop around his ankles. So
yeah.
Pretty great.
The panel work continues to be perfect. Yeah,
how old is this?
More creative than I've seen. Came out last year.
Some of these.
It started in 2021 at the end. It was like November 2021 and then finished this year.
So his website, brianlevel.com, not secure.
I'll check it out. Not secure. I'm not going to that.
Just saying. He has some pretty good things.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Maybe making static images. And again, I'm not a professional. I am someone that doodles in my spare time. I would love to be better about it one day, but drawing silhouettes and single images and things like that is way easier than doing like sequential art. Sequential art's hard, man.
Yeah, it's super hard. You have to.
It's like really, really hard.
You have to make yourself like a Bible for what your character is going to look like and then remember everything about them from page to page or panel to panel.
Yeah. And in this, again, the panel work is some of the best I've seen in comic books, period. I will give that book this.
It looks like he did Absolute Carnage, Separation Anxiety.
Oh, the newer one? I'll have to check that out.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's enough of that. Yeah, panel work still good. But that's all the nice things I have to say about this book.
Yeah, the story is not really grabbing me. Like you mentioned Voldemort earlier, we learned that Bookworm is actually possessed by a Fabletown character, and I don't know if they ever even mention who is. Oh yeah, they do.
At the very end. But
yeah,
it throws you off because even this, you're not really sure who the hell it is, and they're way more evil when you do find out what they are. They're way more evil than I remember them being in Fables.
Same.
Melting this dude. I don't know.
Yeah, same. All right, man, take it away. Issue number 6.
Batman versus Bigby, a Wolf in Gotham, issue 6. The crossover event concludes here. Thank God. Now that they know the true power in Bookworm's possession, Batman and Bigby must race across Gotham to put an end to the plan that's already plunged the city into flames. But when they arrive, it looks like Bookworm has somehow found the strength necessary to take on Batman. A fight he'll have to manage on his own, as Bigby goes up against a surprising foe from Fabletown. What do you mean he looks like Bookworm found the strength? He killed Batman.
He beat the shit out of Batman. Damn. What do you think about this final issue, man? They wrap it up. Bigby, what is this character, man? In Fables, I feel like he had a consistent look for his, like...
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought about it like this when I was reading it back in the day. It was like Dragon Ball Z Saiyan levels. Like he had like werewolf level 1, level 2, and then level 3 was like the big bad wolf.
Yeah.
The first one, he was kind of like, he had claws and he was kind of scary, and then he kind of like beefed up. But this, he just looks like a hulking monster.
Yeah.
And it's just like randomly.
I was similar the way I thought about it, but I always thought about it like the different literary senses of
a wolf.
So he could transform into any literary sense of a wolf.
Yeah, that makes way more sense, and that's actually way cooler.
That's just the way I took it. Commando injured Batman is stupid. Like, take a knee, bro.
Yeah, he was dead, and now he's just like straight up beating the shit out of Bookworm, who put him in a coma.
It's like, hey, yeah, help me put on my shoes, but we're going to jump into this window. The Bookworm scene where his like other face is melt, like his regular face is melting, but he has
the Bookworm is dead, essentially.
Yeah. He's wasting away. The head on top is this other Fabletown character. It's also weird. I can't remember. There's this side part where they go and capture one of his henchmen.
Yeah, and they're like going to burn his head or something. I barely paid attention
to that. I've kind of skipped over it because I don't see what it has to do with the rest of the plot right now. This weird Batman like utility belt smoke bomb
explosion.
It was interesting.
It was interesting, and it made me think. I was like, man, Batman uses fear gas a lot.
Mm.
Like, this isn't the first instance I've seen of him using fear gas against his opponents.
Yeah, and I really did.
And I assume that's what it was.
Seems like some kind of poison gas, because he takes a Midol. I don't know why that stuck in my head. I was going to say antidote. Midol just popped in my head. I like this, again, with the panel layout, the one where Bigby's fighting Grundle's mom. Yeah. I think that's really cool. I like how many little mini panels there are.
Yeah, it's real good.
And once again, like, Batman is saving Bigby. They're both messed up. I don't know.
Yeah, Batman was just in a coma. Bigby heals instantly. There's no way that it shouldn't be the other way around.
They never really, I can't remember. This must be a fables thing, this book. I don't really understand. But yeah, they're walking around and Bookworm escaped and he's like melting.
Yeah.
And then Cinderella just puts a bullet in his head.
Yeah, God, that's the best we've seen Cinderella. Like, they really put their work into this one page.
Yeah, it's weird. Alfred quit.
And it's very, now that you say the tattoo style, it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Alfred quits, and then Batman again is like, hey, thanks for saving my life. He'll come back. How abusive is that
shit? Yeah. He's like, oh no, Alfred's quit. And he's like, don't worry, he does that from time to time. And it's like, you're a terrible person, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we find out that the bones, which they, so Bookworm is like ultra dead. Batman doesn't care, even though he doesn't kill characters. No. The bones contain the spirit wherein of the person that was possessing him. And it ends up, who is it?
Totenkinder.
Totenkinder. So it was like, you know, one of the evil grandmothers or whatever from Fable. But again, in Fables, I don't remember her being that bad. Like, she wasn't great. She was kind of like a double spy thing. I remember she had...
Well, they kept saying our real adversary, our adversary. They kept saying that over and over. So I thought it was Geppetto, like the main bad guy of Fables. I thought he had taken over this body. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't. So I was like, oh, this is kind of lame. Because, I mean, honestly, it would have fit because Bigby is alive with his kids. Spoilers for Fables.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know that Bigby died. Thanks for that spoiler.
Yeah, I mean, he's alive, man. Don't worry.
That's really sad, too, man.
Yeah, his kids. Yeah, yeah. So you know about that.
No, I don't know about that.
Oh.
I quit reading Fables. I quit reading Fables right after, like, they moved to the far. It was, like, right after the war stuff. I started kind of.
Oh, my gosh. You have, like, a whole story arc after that.
Yeah, I started to lose interest once Bigby was no longer sheriff. And
yeah, you have a whole story arc where they meet his dad, the North Wind.
No,
and all that stuff.
I remember that part.
Man, well, you remember him having kids, right?
Yes, yeah, with Snow White.
So there's not a ton that happens afterwards, but there's like a story arc at the end of that ends Fables, pretty much the main storyline. Even though they brought it back recently, the continuation, like this year. I haven't read it though because, you know, reasons. I'm just kidding. I've been reading it. I'm gonna sell out. I don't know, man. I thought this was a weird, just like way to wrap it up. Panel work looks good. The characters look like ass.
And it's funny. It's like, I'd like it just fine if our paths never cross again. It's like, fuck you, dude. Whatever. Fine.
Yeah, Batman's still an asshole. Was that just too weird to comprehend or what? We chose this life, Robin. Best get back to it. Just like, shut up.
Yeah, that's a really strange end.
And it just ends.
So,
I want you to know that I recommended this book because you and I are fans of Fable and we both like Batman. I know we both like Batman.
Yeah, when you sent it to me, I was excited because for those reasons, right?
Same. Let's talk about it. Overall, what did you think? Did you enjoy the read? You said when I first sent it to you, I always want to know what you think when I first sent it to you. You said you were excited to read it.
Yeah, but it was a slog, man. It was really, really hard. It was really hard to get through.
Luckily, it was a relatively quick read for me because I just didn't care from the get-go. Mm-hmm. Like, after issue one, I was just like, hope I don't miss anything important. I ran through it. Would you recommend this book to anyone?
No. No, I would not. Same.
Let's talk about art overall. We know we've been talking about it a lot. It's hard not to talk about it in every issue, but just positive notes and then our remarks.
Positive notes: coloring was pretty good. The
coloring was pretty good. Panel work was top tier.
Yeah, panel work was really good. Yep.
Panel work was top tier. Probably the best thing about this book.
Mm, for sure.
Hands down. I don't really have anything else to say, but I didn't like it. I was not a fan. It could have used more Fabletown stuff.
Yeah, I'm more interested. To me, that's a more interesting story. I'm way more interested in Fabletown. I don't really care about Batman. You know,
like I think it would have been cooler and a much better story if you don't use the Robins at all. Like that was shoehorned in. Like they didn't really serve a purpose at all.
Yeah,
you put Batman in Fabletown instead of Bigby in Gotham. You put Batman in Fabletown, and it's sort of like a Batman ninja situation where you have the Joker teaming up with Geppetto or the adversary or something. You know, like mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it's lame to have Joker be the villain, but having them interact with like how, you know, wacky and zany the Fabletown characters are, I think it would be more interesting than this.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really know how interesting that would be either, to be completely honest.
I mean, I'm just trying to think about anything that would be better than this.
Yeah, because Batman's whole shtick is like, it would have to be Detective Batman, which is fine. That's the one that I like. Yeah. So, you know, that's
he wasn't really Detective Batman in this, though. He was more like militant Batman in this.
Military dickhead Batman.
Ruling the city with an iron fist. They had paid informants. They had a dude at the beginning. We didn't even talk about this. They had a dude at the beginning who was like a sketchy ass dude.
Well, and
Robin was like, yeah, that's what we pay you for. And I was like, what?
It makes a lot of sense. And they say later that
but it was just weird.
They say that he's got people in every gang, which I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. But what's funny about that is it's like this secret meetup and Robin's on top of a roof and this guy's yelling up to him. So it's not that secret.
It's not that secret. And they're like threatening, like, I'll beat the shit out of you if you don't tell him. And he was like, well, you ain't paying me. You don't have to beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it, man. Let's grade this damn thing. I don't want to crap on it too much. I appreciate the fact that we found a book that we didn't like. I feel like we've been too nice lately.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've been loving everything we've read. There's a few weeks from now, I got a book that I'm really excited to read with you.
Nah.
Fantastic Four Life Story.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
Simon, go first.
It's an A1. No, I'm kidding.
I know what I'm going to give this. I know what I'm going to give this one. I already know.
I'm going to give it a C3. Shit, man. Whatever. I give it a C3 because the panel work was fine, the lettering was fine, and I like the characters. But the story was boring and not really... Yeah, it was just boring, and art style was trash, man. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. I know it's your whole livelihood, but...
I'm sure he's making an ass load of money tattooing. Yeah. I'm sure he's not worried about this.
Somebody is making, I mean, he's making money off of it, so.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He also got paid for it. So, like, our shitty opinions don't really matter to him because he's like, I cashed my check already.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to take my money back because something Simon and Lex said on their podcast. I'm going to give this one. This might be harsh. I don't remember what I graded Life Story, but this is going to be harsh. I'm going to give this one a G8.
G8.
Yeah.
Oof.
I could eat that top part. That top part's the panel work. Yeah. Everything else, I'm going to toss in the trash.
Give it to the dogs.
I was not a fan, man. And I think it's because I'm such a big fan of the lore behind Fables.
Yes.
It did not do it for me on any level. I thought the art was something that you and I could do. And I don't know if that's a compliment to us and an insult to them.
Well, but I don't know.
I think we could have done a better book than that.
Yes, I agree.
So, perspective. Thanks for the inspiration. I'll say that. That's a positive.
Yes.
Oh, man. I would love to have a six-issue series where we get to draw Batman and Bigby. Yeah, sign me up. And I would, you know what? And if that happened and some podcast was like, yo, this dude, these dudes' art suck, I'd be like, cool, man. I still did it. So,
yeah, cash that
kiss check. My ass. Yeah, kiss my ass. Oh, man. That's all we got. I'm sorry. Why are we apologizing? Who cares? That's how we feel about the book. That's what you're here for.
Right. It sucked. Yeah. Enjoy.
Tom, where can the people find you?
You can find my Instagram, Simon Toast, and TikTok, Simon Toast.
TikTok, don't stop.
You can find my TikTok.
At OnlyFans, coming in 2023. All the rest of our stuff, you can find Wednesday Pool anywhere. WednesdayPool.com is our website. Definitely check it out. Go to our Patreon, the Wednesday Pool list. Sign up for it. You get to review shows. You get the thick cut. You get all kinds of stuff. Join our Discord. We like to chat in there. Lots of nonsense. I love it. And leave our show a review. A 5-star review, preferably. But yeah, stop by, leave a review. It would really help. That's a huge help to the podcast. So do that.
Any kind of review would be nice. Yeah,
even if it's a 4-star review.
You're like, Simon's voice is way too nasally, and
yeah, leave the negative review, but hit 5 stars.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's the thing. That's say whatever you want about us, but hit the 5 stars.
I read them too. That's whenever I need an ego boost.
There's some good ones on there, man. It really make me happy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's all we got, folks. We're circling the drain. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Yeah.